请坐。
Please be seated.
我们已经打开罗马书第三章。
Please take the book of Romans chapter three.
我们要从第十节一直念到第十八节。
Reading from verse 10 to verse 18.
罗马书第三章第十节念到第十八节。
Romans chapter three, reading from verse 10 to 18.
我们读一节，你们读一节，十、十一、十二轮流读。就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求上帝的，都是偏行己路，一通变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。他们的嘴是敞开的坟墓，他们用石头弄鬼诈，嘴唇里有蟠舌的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路便行残害暴力的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕上帝。我们读经就到这个地方，大家我们再念一次第十到第十二节，一同开声来读，一二三。就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一通变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓。
我们就读到第十二节，我们再一次低头祷告。请
李
博士带领我们做一个祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们感谢你再次用的话语摆在我们的面前，求圣灵光照我们的心，求圣灵打开我们的心窍，使我们能够进入你的真理里面，能够明白你的真道。求主再一次使用你的仆人，把真道向我们阐明，以致我们明白了，我们生命改变了，我们生活也同样改变。这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们。我们在两个礼拜以前思想前面一段圣经的时候，
2 weeks ago, when men hit upon the first passage of this passage,
我们记得人的不义以及神的义。
We see that the righteousness of man, unrighteousness of man and the righteousness of God.
人的虚谎以及神的真实。
And the lie in man and the honesty of God.
神的责备就显出神的圣洁。
And the rebuke coming from God so that he is righteous.
神光照我们的罪的时候是显出他的清正。
He illuminated us so that he showed that he is holy.
这样这个世界是要在神公义的审判之下。
So this world must be judged by the righteousness of God.
你在这个世界可以找到真正的正义的人。
So in this world, can you find true righteous man?
当你看见没有宗教的外邦人的时候
，When you see that these Gentiles have no religion,
他们的罪从肉体的同性恋到心灵对神的背叛。充充满满
，and their sin from the physical homosexuality becoming to the spiritual filthiness.
但是当你看见这个犹太人的时候
，when you see the Jews,
他们虽然有宗教，有神所赐下的圣言
，even though they have this law, the word of God,
他们照样在理论上是世人外邦人的光，是世界当中的老师，但是他们的生活与外邦人没有多大的差别。
In theory, they are the light of the world, they are master of the Gentiles, but their life is no different compared to Gentiles.
所以罗马书不是一本民族主义的书。
So the book of Romans is not a book of rationalism.
罗马书不是一个为自己范围特别辩护的一本书。
Not a book that only defends for its own sphere of truth.
上帝是保罗身为犹太人。
God allowed this Paul to be born as a Jew.
也让他长大在大树
and he grew up in Tarsus,
让他成为罗马国家的公民
and become the citizen of Rome.
这样就保罗的观念就一个有一个世界观是与别人不一样
so Paul then have an international mindedness.
当他把外邦的罪恶把他好好的研究的时候
when he studied all the sins of the Gentiles,
他看出人没有神生活是何等的可怕
he see that man without God is so terrible in the life.
但是当他把自己以色列民族有了律法所犯的罪再数算出来
so once again he counted also the sins of the Jews who have the law. 他
又清楚知道假借宗教的名有多少假冒伪善的事情。
And he know that who under the cover the name of religion they are hypocritical.
所以在第九节他怎么样讲的
？So in verse 9 he said,
如此看来，希利尼人和犹太人都一样是犯罪，都一样在神的审判之下。
He said that whether Gentiles, whether Jews, they all have sinned and to be judged by God.
他们都在罪恶的圈子里面。
And also they are put in the realm of sin.
这个不用民族主义的狭窄观念来传讲上帝信息的仆人。
And this servant of God who doesn't use a very nationalistic, very narrow-minded to preach the gospel of God.
把犹太人跟外邦人等量齐观。 放在上帝公义圣洁的审判之下。
He treated equal as the Jews and the Gentiles under the judgment of God.
这就是罗马书一个很大的特点。
This is a special point about the book of Romans.
当这些都见论的时候，三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
When it come to a concluding statement of chapter 3 verse 23, he said that all the world have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以保罗是一步一步把世人的思想带到我们没有办法否认我自己在神外面我们的光景是怎么样。
It is step by step the point, brother to state whether you understand that before the Lord, what kind of situation we are in.
那么这样是不是太消极
呢？ Is it too negative then?
这样是不是太悲观？
Is it too pessimistic then?
这不是表示整个人类就没有盼望。
Does it mean that the man have no hope?
不是。
No.
但是当一个人真正知道自己没有盼望的时候，就是新盼望的开始。
It is only when a man feels that truly he has no hope, then that begins the new hope.
这个道理在圣经常常出现。
And many times it appears this kind of truth in the Bible.
人的尽头是神的开头。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
当一个人知道自己没有路可走的时候，他可能会抬起头来，上帝啊，怜悯我。
When a man comes to the dead end, then he will lift up his head and say, God have mercy on me.
在中国的文化的深层里面就有这个观念。
In the deeper culture of Chinese, we have this sort of concept.
所以我们说痛极就负娘，穷极就负天。
When it comes to every reason, then you cry to your mother or cry to the heaven.
这是我们常常听见的事情。
This is what we heard so often.
一个人多老太痛苦的时候会说妈呀妈呀。
No matter how a person when suffering, he say,My mom.
一个人在最穷尽的时候，他会天哪、啊、救我。
When I come to the end of the adversary, he said, Heaven, save me.
有一次呢，有一个在 Rochester 读书的中国学生。
In Rochester, there was a Chinese student.
那个刚好是1979年。
It was in 1979.
文化大革命结束第三年。
It was the third year after the conclusion of this cultural revolution.
第一次中国放学生到美国去留学。
And there was the first time China sent their student overseas.
从来没有的。
They have never done it before.
也就是在共产文化革命时代，从来没有中国人去留学。
In the communist culture and under this cultural revolution, they've never done it before.
那么呢，这个人去读的时候，人地生疏，语言不通，更迫很困难，所以他哭得不得了。
So he went to a which is culture which is different from his. He suffered so much.
他宿舍的后面呢是一个阿尔巴尼亚人。
In his dormitory behind it, there is one from the Europe.
也是共产国家派去。
And also coming from the communist country.
有一天呢，忽然间他清晨五六点。听见那个阿巴尼亚的学生的大声 God help me.
And one morning he heard very clearly this person coming from Albania. He said, God help me.
他很奇怪的。
He was very surprised.
因为我们都是无神论共产国家出来，怎么会你叫 God help me?
He said, we are all atheists coming from communist country. How can you shout that God help me?
所以他不明白为什么这个人会叫 God help me. 是不是他房间里面有 God 呢？
So he couldn't understand how come he cried out, God help me. Is it that there's God in his home?
根本不相信神。
They don't believe that's God.
所以那一天吃早餐的时候。
So that day on the breakfast.
他就对那个人说。
He told that person.
This early morning you seems very, very godly.
今天早上你好像很虔诚。
You're so religious.
你感到很虔诚。
那个人很不好意思。Who is that? I don't understand what you are talking.
那个说我不晓得你讲谁。
这个中国人觉得 if I'm not mistaken, this morning, early morning, you said, God help me loudly. Did you say that?
他如果我没有搞错的话，你今天早上的时候，神啊帮助我，是耶稣发出声音。
Did you hear that?
你听到吗？
Yes, I heard that.
我听到。
Why? Who are you calling for?
你到底在呼叫谁？
I'm calling God, 他说。
我这不是呼叫神。
Where is God?
神在哪里？
I don't know where is God.
我不知道神在哪里。
But he must be somewhere.
那可能在某一处吧。
Probably here.
可能在这里。
所以一个无神的人
What is the atheist?
当最痛苦的时候
When it comes to the most suffering time
那个普遍启示的痕迹普遍启示的那个见证就突发出来
So the traces and the testimony of the general revelation now exploded
这是常常发生的事
It happens often
神所给人的普遍启示没有一个文化可以把它抹杀掉
No one can quench general revelation that God has given to us
那么有一些人就很诚实的
And there are people who are very honest
就寻找这位看不见的神
They want to seek for this invisible God
所以呢这些寻找神的就认为他们是宗教人士
And these people who seek for God are called religious people
他们寻找神
They want to seek for God
真的寻找神吗
Truly seeking
宗教真的寻找神吗
The religion they are truly seeking for God
就变成这一段圣经保罗要讲的事情
And this is something Paul wants to expound on this passage
当保罗在亚六巴谷对两派当时最重要的哲学家 辩论的时候
，When in Areopagus, Paul was debating with these two very important schools of Greek.
就记载在《使徒行传》第十七章里面。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 17.
一派叫 Epicurean,
one is called Epicurean.
另外一派叫 Stoicist,
one is called Stoicist.
那这两种以善以乐为人生目标的这些人，见遇见保罗的时候
，These two schools, one emphasized on this goodness, one emphasized on this joy when it comes to encounter with Peter, this Paul.
斯多亚派说，人的目的就是要寻找良善。
The story say that man's purpose is seek for goodness.
以比古罗派的人说，我们人生活的目的就是寻找幸福。
It is seek for happiness.
所以呢，这两派在当时支配了许多知识分子他们的头脑。
So these are the two schools that control the minds of the intellectual of the day.
那保罗跟他辩论的时候
，So when Paul was debating with them,
保罗提出另外一个目标
，Paul mentioned another purpose,
就是有关寻找上帝的事情。
That is the thing concerning seeking for God.
那么如果你只把善当作就是上帝的话
，If you deem goodness as God,
你还没有真正明白神与善之间的关系是什么。
You have not truly understand what is the relation of God and goodness.
如果你把幸福当作就是上帝的话
，If you use the happiness as God,
你也不明白这个上帝和幸福之间的关系是什么。
Also, you do not understand the relation of God and happiness.
因为幸福是一个在你以外的课题。
Because happiness is something is outside of you.
但是神是在他本身里面的一个主体。
But God is subjectivity in himself.
所以善变成你的对象。
So this goodness become your object.
你变成主体了。
And you become the subject.
你寻找良善。
So you're seeking for
good. 你寻找快乐。
You're seeking for happiness.
你寻找幸福。
Happiness.
那保罗对这两派的人讲一句更高深的话。
Paul to these two schools, he mentioned something which is more profound.
他说上帝造人为他们定了疆界同时间。
He said God created man setting man in the limit of time and space.
所以这是圣经里面唯一的一次。
This is the only one time in the Bible.
人被神放在两个范畴里面，一个就是空间范畴，一个就是时间的范围。
Man is paid to do the right. One is the space, one is time.
所以时间与空间都是人生命的永具。
So time and space is a container of man's life.
人在这个永具中间是一个存在的活物。
Man within this container is the existing being.
我们有时间的开始。
We're the beginning of time.
就是肉身生下来。
And physically we're born.
我们有时间的结束。
And we have the conclusion of time.
就是肉身进坟墓。
And that is when you enter the grave.
我们的空间的范围。
And the sphere of time.
就我们这么跑，就在这。一个有限的空间里面，我们飞行，我们或者我们移动。
So we live and move within this space.
那么圣经说什么呢
？The Bible says,
虽然上帝把人造在有限的空间、时间范围里面，却叫他们可以揣摩关于上帝的事情。
Even though God has created man in the finite space and time, but yet he can study and understand something about God.
使人可以寻求上帝。
That he can seek for God.
使人可以揣摩而得。
That he can try to study and understand God.
为什么要揣摩呢
？Why is to study?
因为神是看不见。
Because God can't be seen.
所以就人的麻烦就在这里。
So there's a problem with that.
我们心灵好像缺乏一个什么东西。
Something is lacking our spirit.
我们需要思想。
So we need to think.
我们需要默想。
We need to meditate.
我们需要考察。我们需要一种超乎这的一种经历。
We need to experience the transcendental world.
但是这位神不可能不存在。
But this God must exist.
但是这个人不可能知道他在哪里。
But we cannot understand where he is.
这位神一定是有的。
That he is.
但是这位神是我看不见的。
But I cannot see him.
所以我们就掉在一种矛盾的中间。
So we come into a paradox.
就是无限受有限控制的矛盾。
And also the infinite being limited by the finite.
永恒受暂时捆绑的矛盾。
The eternity being bound.Temporality.
绝对观念在相对观念中间的矛盾。
The absoluteness in the contradiction of the relativeness.
又不继续把这种痛苦的存在描写的流利尽致。
So the book of Job described this thing very well.
他怎么样讲呢
？What did he say?
他说：“我知道你在哪里。
How I wish I know where you are.
我可以到你的面前陈明我的心愿。
So I can come before you and tell you my heart.
但是你在我旁边，我却没有看到。
But you're on my
你在我前面，在我后面，我不纠察。
Whether in front or behind me, I do not find it.
神的存在是这样真实的一个启示在心中。
And God's existence is a real revelation within my heart.
但是神的存在又是这样的渺茫在我的四周。
But then, right from my side, I cannot understand.
这就变成一种很奥妙的宗教动机了。
And become the motivation force of religion which is profound.
那这是怎么这样会这样呢
？How come it's so?
因为神是这样创造我们。
Because God created such.
神把我们造在 有限捆绑无限的矛盾里面。
That God has created us so that this finite is bound infinite.
所以我们里面的无限的要求。
So the infinite demand from us.
外面有有限的捆绑。
Then there is a physical limitation of the physical.
我们里面有无形的世界。
There is a formless world within us.
外面我们受了有形世界的缠累。
Outside we have been bound by this physical world.
我们的至高的理想。
There is the highest thinking ideal.
我们有非常现实的卑贱的生活。
But then we are so blessed in our being life.
所以我们要挣脱这个矛盾。
So we have to break through from this paradox.
我们要离开这个限制。
We have to leave this limitation.
这就是宗教动机。
And that is the motive of religion.
The motivation of religion is to deliver ourselves, to break through from our limit.And from our paradox.
宗教动机乃是从我们这种反合性跟我们自己有限性来受突破。
我们这个宗教动机是很强的。
So this motivation for religion is very strong.
虽然现在的人不再用禁教或者呢有教或者信教这个名称。
Even though people use this words called believing in religion or entering into religion.
这个宗教动机不可能没有。
But you cannot abolish this kind of religious motive.
那么当你有那个宗教作为你的这个归属的时候
，So when religion as a home，
你说我寻找上帝找到了
，You say I seek for God and I found Him。
慢慢这个观念就变成一种普世接受的观念
，Then they become a universal acceptable concept。
就是我们是寻找上帝，所以我们有了宗教。
You say that we seek for God and we have religion。
所以宗教就是人寻找上帝的结果。
So religion is a result whereby man tries to seek for God。
那么这个观念呢，是一个普世性的观念。
So this concept is universal concept。
这种现象是国际之间没有一个地方没有的观念。
And this phenomenon is an international phenomenon.
所以连进化论的大学者 Thomas Henry Huxley 同另外一个人就是这个 Sir Herbert Spencer.
So even the evolutionary scholar, this Spencer and Huxley,
这些人都承认一件事情。
They acknowledge one thing.
就是宗教心理是全世界共有的现象。
Religious psychology is the common phenomenon of the world.
没有办法找到一个民族是对宗教没有寻求的。
You cannot find a race whereby they're not seeking after religion.
没有办法找到一个地区是没有对灵界有所交通的。
You cannot find a region whereby they don't have communication with the spiritual realm.
为什么呢
？Why？
人是灵性的孤儿
，Man is a spiritual orphan。
好像在宇宙中要找那个父亲。
That's in the universe they want to find their father。
所以这个宗教动机呢是普世的。
So the motive of religion is universal。
你说这是古代没有学问的人才有宗教，新的人没有学问，
see,
有学问的人新的时代不需要。
You see only in the ancient past when people are not knowledgeable that they need this in this world of intellectuality nobody need that。
是吗
？Is that true？
不是的。
No。
连最新的最高深的学问最有学问的人许多内心的深处是有上帝的观念
Even the most modern man the most intellectual man deep in their heart they need God
如果有一些知识分子好像他没有需要上帝
If they are intellectual look as if they don't need God
那你等多看在几十年以后他死以前是不是
But you just wait a few more years before they die whether they still feel need or not
他年轻的时候不能代表他生命最深的一层
Because when they are young they cannot represent the deepest motive of their heart
因为人年轻的时候看镜子看自己看错了看自己是上帝
So when they are young they look in the mirror they wrongly look at if they are themselves God
像我这样的上帝哪里还需要上帝的上帝
I am a God how can I need God's God
很多年轻人看自己像上帝一样
A lot of young people look themselves as God
过了四十年慢慢鸡皮出来了 Kentucky Fried Chicken 变成了
After 40 years they had a Kentucky Fried Chicken in their
他在看镜子
face and they look at the mirror
这个上帝怎么变成猴子呢
How come this God look like a monkey
就想大概有真的上帝
And they say probably there's a true God
所以许多人呢没有宗教观念这个是假的
A lot of people you say they don't religious thinking No it's not true
许多人没有宗教动机是不可能
You say that they don't religious motive No it's not true
他的生命还没到那个阶段
It is because their life has not reached that stage yet
我不是说一定要等到走投无路才产生宗教动机的效用
I'm not saying that when it comes to the end of your difficulty that will produce the result of this religion
若是这样就没有那些正常的健康的有为的有思想的人智慧人寻找上帝的事情
If that's so then there's no normal people who are young who are intelligent to seek for God
许多时候
many times
我们就可以在很美丽的大自然想到神是创造者这种伟 伟大的观念产生出来。
In a beautiful nature, it produces the thought of God because we know that He created this universe.
那么人真的寻找上帝
？Man, do they truly seek for God?
人真的行善吗
？Do they truly do good?
人真的明白这些宇宙性永恒的真理吗
？Do they truly understand this universal eternal truth?
如果宗教是找到上帝
，If religion is finding for God,
那么耶稣不必来了。
Jesus doesn't have to come.
因为人家已经找到上帝。
Because the man have sought and have got God.
还要来做什么
？And what for that he come?
人家有了
They have it already.
你再来做什么
What for did you come?
人家已经有了
People already had it.
你再来卖什么
Then what are you going to sell?
你再来介绍什么
What are you going to introduce?
多此一举嘛
Well, it is a redundancy.
人家已经寻找上帝
They are seeking for God.
而且已经真的找上帝
And truly have found God.
而且已经找到上帝
And they have found God.
而且找到了真的上帝了
And found a true God.
现在还要再来我来你看见我就是看见上帝做什么不必了
Then why is that you want to say that I come to say what is seen and see God?
因为当时的世界是已经有宗教的世界。
Because that word that Paul was in is a world with religion.
那保罗现在把福音传开的时候，他就解决这个问题。
And Paul went on to preach religion, he have to solve this problem.
所以在第十到第十二节有三次讲没有没有没有。
And that's why in verses 10 to 12 we say no one, no one, no one.
没有一本书这样没有的。
There is no such book who say this, no one.
没有一本书这样否定。像这样没有的
And there's no such book that deny and say that there's no one
那么保罗否定什么呢
And what did Paul deny
保罗说没有寻找上帝
And Paul said there's no one who seek for God
没有明白的
No one who tries to understand
没有行善的
No one who does good
连一个也没有
Not even one
哇我从来没有看见一本书硬到这个地步
I have never seen a book who is so hard to understand
强到这个地步
And so strong to understand
决断到这个地步
and so absolutely understand
暂帖暂停的讲
and so absolutely he said
如同经上记载说
like what the Bible says
没有义人
there's no righteous man
一个也没有
not even one
那什么意思呢
what do you mean
都是罪人的意思
which means all are sinners
义的反面就是罪
because the opposite of righteousness is sin
大家说义的反面就是罪罪的反面词就是义大家说罪的反面词就是义所以呢既然第一章第二章说犹太人是罪人外邦人是罪人所有的人都是罪人这个结论就是说所以一个义人也没有
and since chapter 1 and chapter 2 say that those are all the Gentiles are sinners all the Jews are sinners and that's the conclusion chapter 3 say there's no righteousness
就开始序幕出来了全世界都是罪人
then the introduction comes saying that all people of the world are sinners
但是保罗是个很有智慧的传道人
and Paul is a very wise preacher
他不是一上台第一句话你们都是罪人
he did not come to the pulpit and say that all of you are sinners
如果他这样的话那些罪人气死他就罪更多一点了
andIf all he was say so, all the sinners would hate him, they'll sin even more.
所以保罗讲的第三章这句话才出来了。
So Paul put until chapter 3 before this statement comes.
没有义人。
No righteous man.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为你听了第二章以后你就知道他讲的都是真实的事情。
Because after the chapter 1 and chapter 3, you know what Paul says is true.
没有奸情。
No, that is a,
human. 偷盗。
You steal.
凶杀。
And you kill.
恶毒。
And thee,
拜假神
and you worship a false god, you feel that you are wise,
同性恋
and homosexuality,
这个都有目共睹的事情，你不能否认的。
Oh, you cannot deny, you cannot deny.
所以你说就是那些，好像你不是那些，你是另一些。
So you say all those things as if you don't belong to those categories.
后来呢，犹太人就我们就不像外邦人。
And this Jew was saying we're not like a Gentile.
保罗在第二章再证明犹太人也不像样。
And point to also prove that the Jews are the same.
人都是说谎说。
All men are false.
就神是真实的。
Only God is true.
人都是犯罪的。
All men sin.
怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
当上帝责备人的时候。显出他的清正。
When God rebuilds, He proves Himself righteous.
当上帝责备人的时候，显出他的义。
When God rebuilds, He manifests His righteous.
这样没有义人。
So there's no righteous man.
一个都没有。
Not even one.
那么你这一句话到底是不是一个竹竿打破整船的人
？Does it mean that you want to have all people put under this category?
保罗凭什么权柄这样把全人类打下去
？Based on what basis that Paul wants to say that all people are sinners?
他以神 最高的意义做标准来看人。
He hires the standard of God's own righteousness to judge people.
所以你说，哎呀，我洗了澡很干净。
You said I've already taken my bath. I'm so clean.
我干净，你看，
I'm、
你看，
clean, you see, I'm、so、clean.
甚至很干净。
Oh, it's clean.
你叫每个人看，很干净。
Everybody sees clean.
如果有一个人说不干净
，A person says no.
手上很多虫。
There are many worms.
你是个坏蛋，专门讲坏话。
You said how can you talk bad things about me?
你怎么说我长什么虫
？How can you say all bad things about
me? 你凭什么说我长很多虫
？Oh, based on what you say then?
他说你静静的。
You say,
如果你 要, silent, 你要相信
you want to believe?
你用这个镜来看好不好
you use this,
所以他给你一个显微镜来看
and this,
所以你看这个 microscope,
and you see microscope
你看下去
and you see it,
当你看下去的时候
when you see that,
你吓死了
you're frightened.
人身体上皮肤粘着的虫呢是几百万你知道吗
because millions and millions of germs in the skin
你躺在床上一个钟头每一个钟头四百五十万跑出来
And every hour when the light of the bed, so many multiplies.
450万
And 4.5 million.
每一只都小小，都是六个脚的
And small one with six legs.
头尖尖，肚子大大的
And a big stomach.
你洗澡的时候
When you take a bath,
就粘在皮那边
And it stick into skin.
让水冲，它一直抓，一直抓
And you won't even wash it away.
洗完了，它再跑出来
And after they come back.
所以你身上多少虫你不知道呢
How many germs are there?
好在你不知道，不然你早就自杀了
It's good that you don't know you might commit suicide.
吓死人了
It's so frightened.
所以当人说我很干净
So people say I'm so clean.
保罗说你不干净
Paul said you're not clean.
你怎么这样讲
How do you say that?
他说我是用另外一个眼光来看的
He said I use an eyesight to see it.
我是用显微镜看出来
I use this microscope.
他用什么呢用神宝座的 X 光来看我们
Using the X-ray coming from the heavenly throne.
所以这本书人会恨死了
So people hate this book.
但是这本书会救很多的人
But it can save many people.
为什么呢
Why?
那些肯谦卑受光照认识自己需要救恩的人是蒙恩的人
Those who are willing to be humbled and feel that they need the gospel they are the one who can be saved.
那些不义又自以为义认为自己够好的人痛恨上帝的话语
But yet those who are unrighteous yet they didn't say unrighteous they hate the word of God
很简单的
So simple
所以箴言说
So the book of Proverbs says
你不要责备笨人
Do not rebuke the foolish
因为你吃亏的
Because you are going to fall short of yourself
你要责备那有智慧的
Rebuke the wise
有智慧的人受责备他更聪明更有智慧
Because the wise who are rebuked they become more wise
笨人受责备马上气你本来他很笨嘛
The fool when they rebuild actually they're fool.
所以不要浪费口才，浪费时间，浪费你的口舌在那些不肯接受劝言的人。
So do not waste your time and eloquence on those who do not heed to advice.
这是上帝的话语。
This is the word of God.
但是保罗现在又对全人类传福音。
And Paul wanted to preach the whole humankind now.
最系统的福音的解释就是罗马书。
And those systematic gospel exposition coming out of Romans.
四本福音。
And four gospels.
把福音的主我们的救恩的主的生活整个描写出来
and it describes our Lord of salvation's life
这整个的解释就在罗马书呈现出来
but then the whole exposition coming from the book of Romans
保罗是用神最圣洁最义的眼光来看我们都是不义的
oh you see the sign of God which is more holy most righteous to see that we are unrighteous we are not holy
所以他说没有义人
So when you say there's no righteous man,
你说不要那样说，有的比较好，有的比较坏，有一点点义人。
You say don't say some are better, some are worse. There is a little bit of the righteous man.
保罗第二句说，连一个也没有。
Paul said that not even one.
你看这么厉害。
So hard.
没有人敢这样这样的说。
No one dare to say that.
在孔子的时候，只能说孰能无过。
And Paul, this Confucius say only that we may have seen.
同样的意思的。
And that's the same meaning.
但是没有这样硬啊。
But not so hard. I don't understand.
孰能无过？人人都有错吗？对吗？
That all people would have a fallen short.
就表示大家可以彼此原谅来原谅去啦。
Which means we can forgive each other.
这就是没有义人。
But here Paul said there's no righteous man.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
当你把世界最伟大的宗教的书跟圣经一比的时候，发现不同的地方是清楚。
So when you put the religious book as compared to the Bible, you see the Bible is different.
孰能无过？
Well, we are all sin.
过而能改。
If you sin, you can change.
善莫大焉。
Then it's better than good.
圣人也有三分错。
Even saints have three percent wrong.
所以世界上没有真正完全的人。
Though there's no true perfect man in the world.
但是改还是可能的。
So it's possible to change.
就是儒家的学说。
And that's Confucianism.
但是儒家忽然间跑到一个绝路，不知道怎么走的时候，讲了另外一句话。
So Confucius come to a certain place whereby they cannot solve the problem.
我罪于天，无所导也。
If I were to sin against heaven, I cannot pray.
所以你做错改了就好了，但是你得罪上帝。 你没有办法的。
When you
你改也没有办法。
Wrong, you can change. You become good. When you go against heaven, you cannot change yourself.
没有人可以为你祷告。
No one can pray for you.
所以讲儒家最高峰的时候是没有宗保的一个宗教。
So Confucianism come to the highest state, there's no mediator.
儒家在比较低的层次是一个自救的宗教。
At the lower level, Confucianism is a self-salvation.
如果把它当作宗教，它又缺乏永恒性的盼望。
If you deem it as religion, it doesn't have eternal hope. It's lacking.
所以结果只能说以宗教动机寻求这个伦理的和谐的生活就是。
So it has a religious motive, but seeking only for harmony and human relationship.
那么这些也算好人，对不对
？These people are good people, you say?
是
，Yes，
是用人的眼光看的好人。
According to man's sight, they are good men.
在恕能无过的大前提下，每个人都有错，你比较少错的叫做好人。
In the premise, they say that all men have wrong, that you have wrong, which is less, you are a good man.
儒家所说的好人是什么呢
？So what the good man of Confucianism?
恕能无过的这一种大前提之下来看，有一些好人。
Among this group who all have this wrong, you say that you are less, you are a good man.
保罗所讲的连一个义人也没有，是从怎么样看的
？So when Paul said there's no single righteous man, how can he judge that?
神的绝对的圣洁来看，没有义人，连一个也没有。
Coming from the absolute holiness of God, there's no righteous man at all.
你说基督教是这样否定人性吗
？You say that Christianity denies man's human nature.
基督教是这样轻看伦理学人
？Christianity despises ethics.
不是的
，No.
因为基督教是从动机伦理来看人性，不是从这个果效的伦理来看人性。
Because Christianity judges our human nature coming from this
Ethics and motivation.
Motive, but not from this result.
你说这个分别在哪里
？So where lies the difference? You say.
你说我做好事。
You say I be good man.
我帮助了人。
I help people.
这个叫做果效。
That's called results.
你为什么做好事
？But why say you want to become a good man?
那个叫做动机。
That's called motive.
动机不是目的。目的不是动机
Motive is not purpose Purpose is not the motive
读过心理学的人就分别出来
Those who study psychology will know
所以不读过随便乱用词的人以为口才好就很会讲的你要小心
So if you not study and thought you understand you must be careful
我们做这个事的动机我们做这个事的目的就分在一起谈
So sometimes you confuse purpose and motive
动机是神所看的
Motive is what God judged
你只达到目的而不注重动机，神是不放过你。
If you have a purpose but not judging from your motive, God will judge you.
所以呢，第十八世纪的时候
，So at the 18th century，
法国反基督教的人中间有一句话
，In France, there's those who go against Christianity would have a statement.
他说许多的慈善家。
Many of philanthropists.
为什么行善呢
？Why say they do good?
因为他们已经算出来了，行善对以后自己更有好处。
Because they have calculated to be good as something profitable in the future.
所以他们眼大的眼光就使他们不得不做行善的选择。
So because they are far-sighted, they select to do good now.
而他们真正的是为善吗？不是，是为了一蹴而行。
But do they truly want to do for the sake of good? No, for their own profit.
所以这些人文思想家
，So these humanistic thinkers
对宗教人士的批判
，And they criticize these religionists
就使人把善分成不同层次。
So that we divide goodness into different levels.
那个是动机不对所行的善没有价值。
And this goodness that comes from the wrong motive has no value.
良善动机产生的善的行为更有价值。
So when you have to do good coming from good motive, you have value.
如果你行善为了达到自己更大的益处，这个叫做这个心理上的投资。
But if you do good because you want to be profitable in the future, which means you're making some spiritual investment.
这个投资是为自私做出发。
Your investment comes from yourself, selfishness.
所以他说，许多人做好事不过是眼大眼光的自私者的虚假行动。
You see that many people do good because they are far-sightedness and that's a hypocritic act of themselves.
像在哲学里面产生一种最高的善的名称，叫做 Samam。Banam.
And that this is a statement called Samam Banam in philosophy.
Samam 就是最高
Samam is the highest.
Banam 就是 goodness, 就是
goodness, the highest good.
那么你们的说把这个字改一改就 bonus 就变成这个奖品奖品
And so when it changes to bonus,
that's Samam Banam 就是 the highest good.
Some amount of 至善。
什么叫做 highest good 呢？
What is highest good？
就是你行善就是为了行善，没有别的。
So you do good for the sake of goodness。
就是你行了善还要被杀，你还是行善。
So even though when you do good you'll be killed, yet you do it。
善的动机比善的果效是更高级。
So the motive of doing good is higher than the result of doing good。
行善的动机如果真正是为了善的本身。
So if the motive of doing good if it's for the sake of goodness，
你已经达到善的本体那边了。
So you come to the subjectivity of that goodness，
因为你已经跟善连在一起，然后就从这个善的动机行出善来。
Because you are not united with goodness and out of that you do good。
我知道大家会称赞我，所以我故意做好事给人看。这个根本不善。
I know that people will praise me and do good, so I'll do good, and that's not true good.
你知道我做好事有好报，所以我才做好事，因为我要得到更多报。这个根本没有好事可以做。
You know, but I do good, I'll repay the soul because of that. You do good, that's not true good.
所以这是很深的学问。
So this is a very deep and profound knowledge.
就是很尖刻的批评。
And very sharp critic.
就是很独到的见解。
And also very sharp judgment.
这是很高超的境界。
And also very high noble realm.
耶稣基督。就是、说你们若不舍己，你不必跟从我。
And Jesus said, if you don't deny yourself, don't follow me.
如果你不背起你自己的十字架，不必跟从我。
If you don't take up your cross, you cannot follow me.
其实这句话都把那个真正最伟大的真理的精神都已经提出来。
So all ten mentioned the true spirit of religion.
但是如果你烧你自己。
But because of your own self, you say,
不是为了爱心的缘故，还是没有用。
Not because of true love, there's no use.
所以保罗在这个。这个哥林多前书十三章告诉我
So in 1 Corinthians 13 Paul said,
我若能讲天使的话
If I can speak the tongue of the angels,
我若舍己叫人焚烧我的身体
If I deny myself, people can burn me,
却没有爱
But there's no love in me,
我就是响的锣鸣的吧
I'm only but a sounding gong and cymbal.
这样基督教的伦理观是动机伦理
So this ethic of Christianity is the motive ethics,
不是行为伦理
Not a conduct ethics.
不是果效论。
Not a result ethics.
不是现象的论。
Not an ethical phenomenon.
是你动机论。
The ethic of motivation.
无论你做什么。
Whatever you do.
要从心里做。
You must do it from the heart.
诚实的做。
And truly you do.
做给神看。
To please God.
不是做给人看。
Not to please them.
是要讨神的喜悦。
To please God.
不是讨自己的好处。
Not to please your own profit.
不是讨别人的喜悦。
Or to please others.
不是为自己的好结果来铺路。
Or for your own good result, you want to do good. No.
你们平常没有看到基督教圣经这样严格吗
You have never seen the Bible study so well
你的信念书做礼拜先今天当十分之一奉献给一百上帝就给你九百这样吗
You say that you just come to church you offer you make $10 God give $90
所以神功神修丰富神修极端灵恩派把基督教曲解到什么地步你应当开始就悟过来
So the theology of success the theology of prosperity and the distortion of charismatic you must realize all this is wrong
到底保罗在这一段要讲什么
In this passage what they were trying to preach
就是宗教功劳否定论
That is a denier of this religious goodness
没有义人
No righteous man
你说可能有一点点
So maybe some are good
保罗不会说大概有啦但我很远不知道在哪里
Paul said that maybe there are but very few
还有中国人说没有好人
And Chinese will say there's no good man.
你说有两个。
Oh, there are two.
那里在哪里啊
Where?
这两个好人在哪里呢
Where are the two good men?
世上有好人。
In the world, there are good men.
一共有两个。
Only two.
一个刚死掉。
One has just died.
一个还没有生出来。
One has not been born.
大家讲好不好？一二三。世上有好人，一共有两个，一个刚死掉，一个还没有生出来。他不必翻译，因为英文没有这种东西。所以表示活的都是坏蛋
Which in all those living are bad men
好人活不来了
Because the good men have died already
好人生不出来还没有生
Of they have not been born yet
永远还没有生就没有了嘛
So eternally they have not been born
永远死掉了表示没有了
So eternally they are dead
那么真的那些人活的时候曾经是好人吗
So these people who live before are they truly good men before
天知道
Heaven knows
那么天要不要告诉我知道呢
And heaven does he want to tell me
天哪到底有没有好人你知道告诉我知道
Heaven, is there any good man? Tell me because you know.
上天说我告诉你啊。
Heaven will tell you.
你怎么告诉我呢
How do you tell me?
就在罗马书三章第十节。
And Romans chapter 3 verse 10.
所以上帝告诉我们。
And God tells us.
没有义人。
No righteous man.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有明白的。
No one who seeks understanding.
没有寻找上帝的。
No one who seeks for God.
哇，这一句话呢，否定全世界所有的宗教。
So this statement denies all religions of the world.
侮辱所有的宗教。
And insult all religions of the world.
保罗像老虎借胆。
And Paul, like he said, borrowed the God from the title.
这么敢讲啊。
See, that to preach that.
没有一人。
No righteous man.
连一个也没有。
Not even a single one.
没有明白的。
No one will understand.
没有寻找上帝。
No one will seek for God.
没有行善的。
No one will do good.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
所以善人不在。
So there's no good man.
寻求上帝的没有。
The one who tries to understand God, no.
行义的没有。
The one who do righteousness, no.
明白真理的没有。
The one who understand the truth, no.
那么人变成什么？
What kind of people are?
那么在宗教里找的是什么？
So in religion, what are you seeking for?
在宗教里行的善是什么？
What kind of goodness we do in religion?
我们的意义是什么？
What righteousness we're preaching?
我们念经求神拜佛，念经打坐默想，到底我们明白什么？
In all this religion, what are we seeking for?
没有。
No,
没有一人
，no righteous man，
一个也没有
，not even one，
没有寻找
，no one will seek，
一个也没有
，not even one，
没有明白
，don't understand，
没有行善
，not even one，
连一个也没有
，not even one，
你有没有看到一本书硬到这个地步
？Have you ever seen a book which is so hard to understand？
你给我找
，find one for me。
Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Heraclitus, Empedocles, Lucretius， 一直到 Thomas Aquinas， 到这个 Benedict Spinoza， 到 Kant， 到 Hegel， 到现在 New Age 等 Postmodern 所有的哲学家，有没有人这样硬
？And those are these all the philosophers who has this hard stand。
这一本书是神的书。
This book is a book of God.
The only book revealed by God，
唯一神所启示的书
，is the Holy Bible，
就是圣经。
圣经神的话严肃到一个地步。
And the word
绝对不妥协。
What God so sealed is never compromised.
世界上没有一人
，no righteous man，
连一个都没有
，not even one，
没有明白的
，no one who understands，
没有寻找上帝
，no one who seek for God，
没有行善的
，no one who do good，
一个都没有
，not even one。
上帝，为什么你这样硬呢
？God， why is that you are so hard？
上帝说，本来就这样吗
？Well, such is the thing。
真的没有行善的吗
？Truly, there's no one who seek for God。
上帝说，你看他行善吗？
God said, "You see that he's doing good."
哎，我得看他行善。
Why you see he's doing good?
但我知道他为什么行善。
I know why he does good.
我也知道他行的善不是真的善。
I know that the good that he does not true good.